The New York Times, Wednesday, January 22, 2020. Bipartisan confirmation of director of CISA. At a Senate hearing before the Committee on Homeland Security, David Crawford was unanimously recommended for confirmation as director of the recently reconstituted Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. Unlike many recent Senate hearings, this one was marked by informality and bipartisan agreement. In his testimony, David Crawford introduced his six children and paid special tribute to his wife Clara, who he said always keeps him grounded. Most of the discussion focused on the need to provide security for the 2020 cycle of national elections. The New York Times, Thursday, January 23, 2020. Exposed: CISA Chief's Emails to Mistress. Late yesterday, Politico reported that a hacker has captured the emails of David Crawford, the newly nominated director of CISA, and the likely person who will lead the country's cybersecurity efforts. Politico also received copies of sexually explicit emails purportedly sent by Crawford to a Lebanese woman living in Virginia, Isra Nasri. Ronald Dearborn, the chair of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security, declared that the hearings would be extended in the light of this development. The CISA, he added, was actively searching for the source of the hacking. At a news conference, David Crawford denied writing the emails, saying they were forgeries. The president tweeted, "Disgraceful. David's so great. Must be the Dems." However, later the same day, Isra Nasri announced through her lawyer that the emails were genuine and that she'd had a relationship with David Crawford for the past 2.5 years.